Coming to you live from our Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM. It's time for our weekly conversation with former Mariners All-Star Brett Boone. Brought to you by Venue Kings. Visit VenueKings.com for all your ticket needs. Now with Booney, here's Softy and Dick.
All right, boys and girls, big thanks to our friends at VenueKings.com for sponsoring this get-together, this shindig soiree with Brett Boone every Thursday, normally at 5 o'clock, courtesy of our friends at VenueKings.com. And by the way, one quick correction to the last segment, Jackson Feltz. It was not Worldwide International, the company that John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell tried to form in Step Brothers.
What was it?
Prestige Worldwide.
Of course it was.
Prestige. Yeah, you said that. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Yeah. But you know what? Jackson knows his movies. Yeah. I'll go with it.
I didn't have much confidence,
yeah,
to be honest.
Prestige Worldwide is the name of the company. Well, a guy who's got much prestige across the country and the world.
Yes, he does.
Especially here in Seattle. Our friend, former Mariner Brett Boone, with us on the radio show. Booney, how are you, man? What's going on?
What's up, boys? I don't know. Listening to you guys. Glad you got that right, Softy.
Yeah. Well, it's very important to get your movie factoids right on this radio show. Other shows can drop the ball, but we hold ourselves to a higher standard here on the afternoon show. So what is going on with Robbie Ray? The guy signs a five-year contract with the Mariners, got a 4.93 ERA, and maybe most importantly, in the 11 games he started, by the way, the M's are 5-6 with the reigning Cy Young Award winner on the mound. What's going on with Robbie?
Oh, Robbie, seems like he goes every time he gives up four, doesn't he? Strikeouts are right where they normally are, or were a year ago, coming off his Cy Young season. The thing is this, when you look at it, I mean, you think of a number one, you think of a franchise pitcher, you think of a Max Scherzer, you think of a Justin Verlander, Clayton Kershaw. Robbie Ray has not been that. He was that last year. And by the way, I am a fan of his. But hovering around a 5 ERA at the top of that rotation, that's not getting the job done. So now all of a sudden you're going to make that kind of money. Robbie Ray, you got to be treated that way. You got to be treated like a Max Scherzer. If Max Scherzer was in New York, and I know right now he's on the IL, if he was in New York with a 5 ERA, what would people be saying in New York? That's the type of thing I'm talking about. You've got to be, when you get into that big boy world and that big boy money, you got to pitch like a big boy or you're going to get criticized. Right now, Robbie Ray is not getting it done.
I saw some criticism on Twitter, and we know that all Twitter criticism is correct and accurate.
Of course.
I saw somebody say
100%.
He's a thrower, not a pitcher. Is that fair criticism of Robbie Ray, at least this year?
No, not at all. I think his velocity is a little bit down. That may be a reason for his struggles. But if you look at his career overall, Robbie Ray's been a nice number three. That's what he's been his whole life. Last year, he was the Cy Young Award winner. He got a big contract. He deserved it. I like Robbie Ray. I like his demeanor. I like the way he takes the ball and goes out there. He's not scared. But at the end of the day, it's about results. And when you're making $25 million a year, top of the rotation, the leader of this Mariners rotation, you got to give me better than a third of the way through the season. You got to have better than a 5 ERA.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And look, hopefully he'll find a way to, recapture the magic from a year ago. But as Dick pointed out last segment, and I'm with him, that, there's a little bit of, I think, nervous energy there for this guy. And that last year was kind of an anomaly for Robbie Ray when he won the Cy Young. He did things in his career at the age of, 30 years old, whatever it was, that he's never done up until last season. So does that make you a little bit nervous that this is not a guy who's had a track record of dominant success outside of last year?
No, and I think, he comes with the big contract. He comes to a city of Seattle that hasn't been in the playoffs in 20 years. Yep. Going into the season, high expectations. He's put in a position he's never been in before, where you got to carry this rotation, and you are the important, you are the guy we brought in to lead us to the promised land. That's a lot for somebody that's never been in that position before. If he would have stayed in Toronto, it'd probably be a nice kind of a comfy position for him. He knows his surroundings, but coming over here, the big contract, there's a lot that, some guys do well with it and some guys don't. I'm not willing to write off Robbie Ray right now by any means, a third of the way through his first season. But I'm just saying that could be something. It might be a different story if the Mariners got off to a great start. We're sitting there in second or first place right now. it might be a completely different scenario. But the fact that, and just until recently, we were in last place, I think he's feeling that onus. He's putting it on himself, and the rest of the season, we'll see what he's made of, see if he comes out of this. Like I said, I like Robbie Ray. I like his demeanor. I like the way he takes the ball. He's got to do better than he's doing right now.
Well, they invested in Ray. They didn't invest in anybody else over the offseason in free agency. How much did you want to see them invest? Because at least the names that were being thrown around, the Bryants, the Correas, the Trevor Story, you throw out about a week of baseball, and he's been bad too. I mean, we could be in a real pickle if they would have signed Ray. He was doing what he's done, and then he signed one or two of these other guys, and they're doing what they're doing, which is nothing. They're the hitter equivalent to Robbie Ray so far. So how much did you want to see him spend at the beginning of the year?
I always want to see spend on pitching, especially in Seattle. I'm very happy. When I look at this lineup on paper, I'm happy with this lineup. It's a big upgrade from a year ago. And I thought you really need to upgrade the pitching staff. Everybody was kind of happy with the bullpen. I wasn't. I think you need another arm or two. I think the Graveman loss of a year ago, that shows big in that bullpen. Right now, that staff as a whole, starters and relievers, you know, they're 14th or 15th in the league. They're in the basement in the league. So that's what I wanted to see them address this offseason was the pitching side versus the hitter side. I think they've made some pretty good upgrades on the hitter side. This season will bear it out. We'll see. Still waiting for my guy Winker, you know. I said from the beginning, I like this guy. He gives you a big league at bat. That being said, you have some real positives in that lineup. With Crawford, France, he's having an MVP season right now.
Yep.
If the season were over, we had to vote. France is in that conversation. So I do see some positive things. Rodriguez maturing a lot quicker than I thought he would. This guy's a potential superstar, and he's getting better and better at a much quicker pace than I anticipated.
Yeah, he's been killing it, man. I don't think anybody is dissatisfied with the job that Julio Rodriguez is doing. But Brett Boone with us, courtesy of our friends at VenueKings.com. And look, when the season started, the outfield looked like on paper like it was going to be stacked. I mean, you had Kyle Lewis on his way back at some point. You had Haniger, you had Julio, you had Winker, you had Kelenic. You had a bunch of depth in the outfield. And now between guys getting banged up and guys getting demoted down to AAA, the outfield doesn't anywhere look like we thought it was going to look. And I'm looking at Jared Kelenic, for example, Booney, and he's doing well in AAA Tacoma. He's hitting .321 with a .1010 OPS in 13 games for the Rainiers, but it's AAA Tacoma. I mean, what would you need to see from Jared Kelenic before you brought him back up to the bigs?
Exactly what I'm seeing right now. I'm actually proud of the kid. He came to the big leagues with a lot of praise. This guy's going to be the next. He heard that a lot. He hasn't owned up to that, and he hasn't played like he deserves to be in the big leagues. But when he got sent down this last time, and he was really struggling, I think management expects you to go down, kind of sulk, hold your head. Some guys go down and big league it in the minor leagues. But the fact that he's getting it done in the minor leagues shows me something about this kid. I mean, it's easy to go down there and kind of just go through the motions. He's hitting .320. He's got four homers. Like you mentioned, the OPS over 1,000.
Yep.
I'm proud of him for what he's doing right now. He went down there. He didn't mope around. He's not hitting .246, striking out every other at bat. He's going down there, putting his work in and performing. That's, as management, that's more impressive. Looking at that, I think that's more impressive than anything else. Because they expect a guy to go down and lick his wounds and go through the motions. He's not doing that. He's getting it done. That's the way you get called up to the big leagues. I went through the same thing, Softy, early in my career when I was on the shuttle and Lou was sending me up and down. And my dad always used to tell me, Brett, it doesn't matter what you think. The fact is you got sent down. What are you going to do about it? You go down there and you tear it up and you kick ass and make them bring you back to the big leagues. He told me each and every time. And that's the attitude I took. I'd love to see that Kelenic went down there and he's taken that attitude. He deserves to get called up. Up to them when they're going to do it, but he's doing everything that they have asked him to do going back down to AAA.
Brett, I heard the morning show guys today saying that they want to see Kelenic go through a prolonged slump that he has to come out of in AAA before they see him come out. Is that something you'd subscribe to?
That's ridiculous.
All right.
Kelenic, the problem with Kelenic is I don't know where you come up with some sort of scenario like that. He's okay. I'm just trying to put myself in his mind right now in the thought process. He has succeeded at each level in the minor leagues. He knows that. He has not succeeded at the big league level. And that starts to weigh on you. You know, you look at these athletes and you think, oh, you know, they're different. They're elite. They don't have feelings. They don't get down. Let me tell you, some of the greatest players out there are some of the most insecure people out there. We all have our insecurities. He hasn't had success at the big league level. He's had success everywhere else. That's the thing that's weighing on him. The only thing you can do is go to the minor leagues, do what you always do. I don't want him to go down there, struggle, come out. What is that going to prove? We already know he can do it at the AAA level. He yeah. needs to do it at the big league level. This is something, as kid, this isn't anything new. It's not like he had three or four seasons in the minor leagues. He had a very short sample size, and he's thrown into the big leagues. The big leagues is a big deal, guys. You know, we talk about AAA, AA. Oh, if you can play a AA. The jump from AA to the big leagues is so huge. And it's not just one level. You know, AAA to the big leagues, that's just not one level. It's one huge level. You're going with some good professional players to the best in the world on a daily basis. And it's definitely a huge adjustment. Kelenic's got the skill set to do it. It's the mental side that he's got to get past. And all he can do when he gets called up is go about what he's doing in AAA. Some guys can't get past that mentally. Some guys can. That's what's the difference between a minor leaguer and a big leaguer. This guy's a big leaguer, just yeah. taking some time.
Well, you mentioned Ty France. We'll leave on a positive note. He's on pace for 23 bombs, 117 RBIs. The guy is hitting, what's he hitting right now? What's his average? What's Ty France's average at overall? Ty France is hitting,
he's
I'm sorry.
Be 340.
He's hitting. No, he's hitting 355 with a 939 OPS.
That's
his WAR is already up to 2.8, by the way, and it's not even the middle of June. So tell me about this kid, man. What's been the most impressive thing for you watching Ty France play?
Not that much swing and miss. He puts the ball in play, hits the ball to all fields. He's the Justin Turner. He's the Justin Turner that we know for the Dodgers, who's a real underrated player, kind of the heartbeat of that Dodger team for years. He reminds me of him, of the Seattle Mariners. Under the radar, nobody's talking about, you know, Rodriguez gets all the headlines. The Kelenics get all the headlines. Crawford. But you don't hear about Ty France. Well, you're starting to hear about Ty France. And I know as a purist, I watch these games, I watch these approaches. Solid approach. Just a really, really good player. He's fun to watch. And nobody, you know, 2 years ago, did you expect Ty France to emerge and be hitting 355 with a month till the All-Star break? I don't think anybody did. He's been a pleasure to watch, and he's slowly becoming the leader of that team. We need to get Haniger back, too. I haven't talked about that. Haniger's a huge part of this team and was the kind of the heart and soul of that Mariner team the last 3 or 4 years. Him being out of action, I think, has been a big detriment for this team. We need to get Haniger back. When's he coming back? July?
Yeah, that's the word. I think you're right on Ty France. I think him and Logan Gilbert right now are probably both going to make the All-Star team. So we'll see what happens. All right, dude, what's on the podcast, courtesy of DraftKings, by the way?
What do we got? We got Jan Stenerud coming out tomorrow. Little Walt Weiss next week.
Wow.
And, we've got Michael Francis, the part of the Columbo crime family.
He's going to talk about
being a mobster, how they get into the world of sports and how they kind of wrap their tentacles around. Really interesting. So we're going to have him
next week. You better be nice to that guy.
I was thinking about that. You think I need to really be nice? Am I?
Yes. Yes. No, you got a phone call from somebody. Hey, are you Brett? Hey, this is Sal.
You guys.
I got to talk to you about that conversation you had there. You got a few minutes? Meet me outside the restaurant. All right. Hey, Booney, great stuff, man. Awesome job. Appreciate it, buddy, and we'll talk soon,
thanks, man.
Man.